From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Croatia sent at least 1,000 migrants to Hungary by train and bus Friday after saying it could no longer register or accommodate the new arrivals. Migrants were in turn boarded by Hungary onto trains and buses that police say were headed to registration points near the border with Austria. Spokesman for the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees said Friday that the European Union needs to take collective action in the face of the migrant and refugee crisis. U.S. officials said Friday that Russia had deployed 4 Sukhoi attack aircraft to an airbase in Syria. A total of 8 Russian helicopters have been spotted as well. Speaking in London, Secretary of State John Kerry said the Obama administration is pursuing discussions with Moscow to avoid any misunderstanding between the two governments about all of this.
Clearly, if you're going to have a political settlement, which we've always argued is the best and only way to resolve Syria, you need to have conversations with people and you need to find the common ground.
At the Pentagon, meanwhile, officials said Defense Secretary Ash Carter has said he called a constructive conversation about Syria Friday with Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu. Until now, U.S. defense officials have been wary of talks with Russia, saying Russia had failed to make its intentions in Syria known. Coup leaders in Burkina Faso say they have freed the country's interim president as a gesture of goodwill following Wednesday's coup. African Union suspended Burkina Faso on Friday because of the coup. It sparked protests in the streets of the capital. There have been so far a number of deaths. This is VOA News.